I am Alex Douglas, and I'm here to pay visit to the exhibit. I've been coming here since March and April time, and ever since then, you know, it's been a valuable place to learn about the art and design scene in Leicester. So, yeah, it's helped me, and it's helped me get more connections, you know, to other artists and other designers, and yeah, it's been such a great place to host even events like workshops, you know, which I've attended and I've really valued, you know, like some of the zine workshops and badge making. I've been to a few of those, and by doing that, you know, it's made me experience, you know, like some new crafts, and helped me get to know quite a lot of other people around Leicester. So, yeah, it's been such a great place to come to, and that's why I'm here now.
Hi, I'm James, but I manage City's Creative Industries Hub LCB in the Culture Quarter. And we've been a partner in this. I'm coming down to support AD as we sadly wind down and just meet people and just build some memories, really, of a really great program, project. Well, a few things. One is from the start, because it was put in place at breakneck speed, but that actually was helpful because we had to just get lots of great programs, so you go to people that you trust, artists, great. Local community radio people, that kind of thing, you know. And we just said, look, you know what you're doing, you're a producer, you do events, you're an artist, you're this. And also behind me, you know, some of the university departments, we don't think much about them, but some of their students and academics have really great stuff to share. Put it in one place and bring people in, create a brand around it. Beta X, Johnny did that work for us from Seed, and from day one it had a clear identity, and we just said, let's go and start telling people about it. That was amazing, and it caught the imagination. It's a go-to place. City's lost a lot of visual arts spaces recently. It's become a go-to place for new and interesting work, and there's a number of people here that have used the space throughout the year. They feel an ownership over it. We've had conversations in here through the work around innovation, unusual new ideas, sustainability as well. You know, we need a different world. This is a place that illustrates some things where that could go. But me, as a person that likes to things on a good business footing, I feel it's a shame that we didn't find another year of funding to support it, because AD, project manager, who I'm going to stay in touch with, done an amazing job. We wrote a business plan together, and in 1 year, he'd achieved a third of his monthly income. So the sign's good. I've launched several businesses in my life, and if after year one I was a third of the way, yeah, just keep going, you know. So, but there's reasons why that couldn't happen. We're in conversations. Let's keep the Beta X brand alive. Johnny's done some great branding work. We can be focus and spotlight on innovation and sustainability, and maybe bring it back to life again in another real world space. But there's an idea there, and people have grabbed onto it, and that's exciting. So yeah, I'm hopeful.
Good to see you, man. Getting some shots, yeah. Well, recording now. Okay, my name's Anton Amu. I'm an artist, and I've got some pieces hanging up in here. Beta X, to me, to be honest, is a great thing, because it's got someone like me who's trying to get into the art scene, especially in Leicester. This is one of the first places to give me the opportunity to share some of my work. So this place has been really good. I had a 4-day residency in February at the start of the year. That was my first time being involved here. And since forming a relationship with AD, AD's really been giving people like me just a great opportunity to get involved more and showcase more of our work. And to be honest, I've kind of had little bits of jokes with AD. I look at him a bit more as like a mentor or like a manager, because he's always motivating and pushing you to kind of progress even more and put you out of your comfort zone and to do more things. So I've been involved in I put on workshops down here for young people. I've done another residency, artist in residency here. Collabed with some people that did a clothing brand here, so it was really good to network and meet all the different people that, if it wasn't for BTX, I would have never met these people. So really, I'm sad that this is kind of coming to a close, really, because now I feel like BTX is more, it's like a community and a family thing, so it's quite sad, really, to hear that it's closing, but hopefully, I've said to Aidy that, really, he is BTX. This is a building, which is a great building, but I look at Aidy now like he is BTX, so he now can take this idea of what he's done here and find a new space and still do what he's doing, because for me, this has been great for me, and what is the position it's put me in the past year to network with other people, showcase what I do. It's made me grow so much in just the past year, so I really hope Aidy does follow through and go somewhere else with BTX and create a new space, so that it not only helps me but just helps anyone else that's just trying to get into the art world, and give them a platform and a space to just showcase what they do and grow the community. So yeah, I could go on for another half an hour, but really I'll leave it like that. But yeah, BTX for me is one of the best things that's happened to me personally, so, and I'm sure everybody else that's been involved would feel the same. So big up to AD, big thank you to AD, and yeah, hopefully this won't be the last, this will just be the start of BTX and AD moving forward.
Hi, I'm AD Alexander. I am the project manager creator for BTX, and I'm here tonight for the closing ceremony of BTX. Very sad. I'm hoping that lots of different people will come down who have been engaged with BTX throughout the year, come and share some positive stories, and just give the building a bit of a positive send off, really. I've really enjoyed community. That's the main focus, the main word, community, because the amount of different people that have been involved in the space, have come into the space and enjoyed the space, and it's just been such a varied, vast groups of people who have come in. So yeah, that's what I've enjoyed most, just sort of mixing with different people, getting them engaging with the different works that are on offer, whether it be art or textiles, sculpture, AI, whatever it is, because everything is in here, as you know. And giving an outlet for the creatives to get their work up and seen and from behind the sofa onto the wall.
Hello, I'm Ildiko. I'm George's mother. I live here. And it's an important aspect of my life, actually, living in Leicester. And I'm looking out for community projects to attend, to art that I can see, something that connects me to this place. So I've heard from Sean that this event, this closure event, will be today. And I was very happily come. How do I know Sean? Because we have artist friends that we share in Birmingham. And we befriended, and I'm very happy that I have now an artist friend here. And via him, I knew a lot of other artists. Typically, I am more interested in music, so I don't know artists personally. But I also like the Journeys Festival, which is another Leicester event. The Journeys Festival is all about asylum seekers, because that's what Leicester is about. We are a very decidedly diverse city, and the art here reflects that sort of multicultural attitude. I've been here twice, but there is the LCB Depot, there are classical concerts in the museum, there are several little galleries around the city. So it appears that this city, the art outgrows its actual size. It's quite an exciting cultural life.
I'll let you go first.
Hi, I'm Artio. I've not submitted anything in BTX, but I have joined in a couple of projects in terms of making. So far, it has been an experience. I've not done as much stuff as others. All I've done is took part in the movie project and the Squeezy Ball project. But yeah, it's
pom-poms.
Thanks. Now I sound like a fool.
It's
time.
But yeah. Yeah, it was an experience. I enjoyed it. It was very interesting. Something new. But yeah, it's a shame it's going to be closed down soon. I would have thought it would have carried on for years for loads of people to come to submit their work, what they do, you know, get themselves out there. That was a bit rambler. I'm done.
Okay. Hi, I'm Sinead Marsden. I've done a workshop here before and I've joined in a couple workshops. I met a couple interesting artists and people and learning about what they do. I have delivered a workshop on animation. I am currently trying to get commissions for animation, so yeah, Bay Rex has done a lot of help for me. It's helped me get out there more, and hopefully it has boosted me enough to get out there even further. So I would say Bay Rex is definitely a great place, and it's sad that it's going to be not here forever.
Yeah, what a year it's been, though.
So yeah, Bay Rex is great.
I'm Laura Dickinson. I work at DMU, so we've had some work in the exhibition with them, and I've also had a solo exhibition as well here. It was really good. Yeah, it was kind of like part one of an exhibition, so part two is going to be at DMU in their gallery space as well. But it was about like gentrification and high streets and things like that, so it was quite interesting to have it in BetaX, because that's a recently developed space as well, but obviously it has a focus on the community, which is really nice actually. So a lot of people contributed to it, so it was like an area where you could contribute your thoughts on gentrification and the exhibition, so I had a lot of responses to that, and we had a launch night which was really positive, but apart from that I haven't really had that much interaction with people that have come in to see the exhibition. So
hi, I'm Sally Gork, Roger Cowan, and I'm a lecturer at De Montfort University, and I'm one of the founding members, along with Carolyn Hardacre, of Textinction, which we showed earlier in the year at BetaX. And Textinction was a combination of a co-creation with students and staff, where we created responses to raise awareness of sustainability in fashion and textiles, particularly in textiles, and we were looking at what would be extinct in the year 2090. So we had an exhibition at BetaX, and we had postcards and posters, and it was really great to be involved in that. And we've got a couple of posters up here tonight as well. And it's really great to have had BetaX. So we'll be sorry to not have BetaX for the future, because obviously this is the last night. And we've done a few things here with our students, and it's sad, but it's lovely to be here tonight to celebrate all the good work that's been done and meet other artists who are creating and showing their work. So
okay, my name is David. I'm making a little documentary for BetaX, exposing all the artists that have participated. Well, my main aim of this is to support the community of Leicester, because Leicester really needs a place like this. I really don't want this to turn yet into another coffee shop or something like that. So we need to show the people that we have this in Leicester, and support local artists. And obviously this is good for mental health of many people, just like the viewers and the people visiting. And also I find this place very inspiring, so we need to inspire as many kids as possible to do stuff like this. Because it's all sorts of arts, it's like representing different kinds of expressionisms, whether it's painting, whether it's like digital art, or I think they've been exposed stuff like sort of like documentaries before, I think, yeah. So yeah, just allowing people to express themselves in any way. We've had some dancing here as well at some point, so yeah.
So for me, I think the first engagement was pretty soon after opening, because we had two projects. There was the Light Up Leicester Festival and the Light Cafe. And then we had the project working with LCB to curate the digital art stuff for Monoblock. And that took place in April.
Yeah.
So we were in here March, April, and then... Yeah, I think that's probably pretty close to the beginning.
It's strange, actually, because it feels like it's been around for a lot longer than it has been.
I keep saying to people, oh, we did well, the place was going for a year, but actually, no, it wasn't a year, it does feel longer.
Yeah. I think it was really great that artists had somewhere kind of that was flexible so that, you know, they could stay after hours and construct things if needed be, and, you know.
Well, yeah, when we did our Light Festival stuff, so what did we have? So the first week, I think it was the first week the place was open, we had workshops. In fact, it was when they had that really windy spell because we had to close down on the Friday of that week because the place was, it was too windy and not safe. Everyone's being told to stay indoors.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
But yeah, so apart from that final day, and we had 4 days of workshops, and we got, what that would be, so we had 80 kids coming through the place in the first week.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. And then for the final day, because we sent the kits to people's home the week after, but it was great to start filling the space with active young people, noisy young people. It was a good way to start working here, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's nice because it's sort of an enclosed space in a sense. Like, you've got different spaces, but it really felt, it kind of, those workshops, everyone felt like they were really focused and kind of like...
That's the nice thing.
Learning.
Yeah, you've got like three thirds. You can do your workshop, little exhibition, another exhibition, or the whole lot can be one space. It does work very well like that.
Mm.
But yeah, so we did the kids' workshops, and then of course we did the Light Cafe. And that was during the Light Festival, 4 days of artworks being shown by the young people in the schools, but also by local artists. The thing I most remember about that, two things, I guess. Three things. Number one, it was great fun. I was very happy with the number of visitors we had. Number two, it was freezing cold. Even in here, where there's some decent heating, it was cold. As soon as you went outside, it was terrible. And then the final thing was I caught COVID probably on the Sunday, because the following week I didn't feel too well, and then I had to have 2 weeks off with COVID.
Flipping heck.
So, it's so quite memorable.
I think it's been really good as well for artists in general to have a space where they could maybe have solo shows, obviously what a lot of people kind of want, and a space is flexible for them to kind of put it on how they want to do it, really. And you know, and obviously some of those artists were paid for doing their exhibitions and workshops.
I think
stuff,
the most important thing, all artists want to get paid. That is very important.
Absolutely.
People need to earn a living.
Be.
But also people want accessible spaces, because sometimes within your own process of making a new work, you want to show it. And so it does give you the opportunity to show work, photograph the work being as it is hung, get some feedback, and that can help you then put something together for an application or a bigger exhibition. So
mm-hmm.
it fills an important gap, I think, having a space like this.
I think, I mean, it'd be really great if a flexible space like this could exist in a kind of longer term way, or spaces, you know. Hopefully some things will develop in that direction.
I think I said in one of these interviews near the beginning of the project is that I could imagine a Beta X on every high street.
Absolutely,
imagine every town should have an accessible art space where you can look at work by local people, you can show your own work, you can have events and so on. And this is an alcohol-free space, which I think actually helps.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't put the pressure. It's not about going out for a night out and getting drunk. You come along, you socialise, you enjoy the artworks and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not that I'm against alcohol-based entertainments, but I just think sometimes it's nice to feel that you're in
a
space.
It's a lot more inclusive. Everyone feels safe. Not the potential for booze craziness.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and then after I had COVID, we then did the work supported by the council and LCB, mm-hmm. that James supported us with. So as part of our Monoblock collective, we had an exhibition of pioneering Leicester digital artworks up in the centre space. And that was the first time I've shown work under that label, so it was good to just show people this is something going on locally, we're collecting work by digital artists. We had our live event with Maz and Tony with their amazing video and laser projection system. That was good. What else did we have? Oh, the sound trail. We commissioned a soundscape from Whispered Tales. And that was looking at the local area, uncovering some of the lost histories. That was good. And then I showed a bit of work as well. So that was nice to have that bit of support in later in April to show some work specifically by local people, local digital arts people.
I think the last thing that I came to a few weeks ago was the Pop-Up Leicester project. And I think there's real potential there for maybe taking some of the learnings from Beta X at the very least sort of forward into other spaces in the future.
Yeah.
Hopefully some of those things will learn.
That's a really important thing, to actually make sure stuff is learned.
Yeah.
Now, not just in individuals, you know,
yeah.
We all learn by doing everything we do, but to actually have that recorded in such a way that the knowledge can be shared.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see we've got a number of council people here, and I think they're very much picking up on some of the lessons learned. But accessible spaces, good looking spaces as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not as if you're stuck in some little pokey corner somewhere.
You've got
a very nice, well lit space here. Yeah, I think it's good. And the outside space, I didn't get to use that a great deal really, but that always struck me as having potential to do more things, outdoor things.
Absolutely, yeah. There's probably loads of potential to do some kind of more stuff in the summer.
Yeah.
I guess.
Oh yeah, maybe not now. Yeah. But yeah, so it's been a very positive experience, both engaging and just coming along and seeing what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, Peter X.
Thank you.
See you down the line.
And well done, AD.
Well done, AD. Thank you. Bye.
Well, Johnny, here we are at the end of Beta X. How about that? Who'd have thought we'd be at December 2022 and the end of Beta X?
I know. We were only meant to be open for 6 weeks.
Exactly.
And we're here. I was thinking this actually on the way down here, thinking about how this all started. And actually it was about a year ago, because it was about November, December time that I camped out on Granby Street for 2 weeks.
That's right.
From about 7 in the morning till about 2 in the morning, trying to figure out what it is we were going to do and how much money we were going to apply for and trying to think of an idea. And when this started, it really wasn't about Beta X. It was about the buildings, and it was about how we're going to get, you know, use the space. And then
then
we started talking to you about the design side of things and the environment side of things and the experimentation, and it kind of then just came together as this like perfect storm.
Yeah, it was an interesting project, wasn't it? Because really what happened was we were invited to bid for some extra money from Historic England. So myself, Chris White, as the chair of the Culture Consortium, had to gather people together to see who I could get in the mix. And luckily, we were encouraged by the City Council to take the thing forward. But yeah, a lot of it was about where should we be? And we didn't even have this building at that time. It was still working out where it would be in the Heritage Action Zone, and if we could have a building actually right on one of the streets, which is actually worked really well for the project, I think. And then Beta X became the concept of, we don't know what we're doing, beta testing, X experiment, and then it was this building that gave it its home, really, which was really a positive aspect for Churchgate, because it created a destination where there hadn't been one.
Mm. I was chatting to James earlier, James Burtmouth from LCB, and we're trying to understand why it was a success or why it has been a success. And I said a few different things. I think one, it hit a nerve at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You think an early 2022 and at the end of 2021, we were still kind of coming out of lockdowns and things, and we still felt like we were coming out of lockdowns. There was low confidence, and it just felt like this perfect storm, because all of a sudden we had this program of events that was just came off the back from design season. We had a venue and the Christmas music started.
Great, that's good.
It should be all right. But also One of the main reasons why I think it worked so well was because we got left alone. We got left alone with a load of money and said, we're going to do something with this. What should we do? And I think everyone at that time had an idea of what we wanted to do. It was the right time. And we got left alone to come up with this incredible space with an identity that was new and different and was relevant, and a program of incredible events.
And I think I just qualified lots of money, because it wasn't lots and lots, but it was a good enough beginning. And I think when we began, we thought, well, this will do us for a couple of months. Mm. And then we actually took off. And it's the community of people who came together that made the place, as it always is with most arts events and arts cultural events. And the thing that was different was that, yes, you're right, we were left alone. We do have to write a report, however, but that will come further down the line. But it's been an evolving aspect. And I think one of the things that we take from it is the lessons learned about encouraging people to come in and ask a question, to propose an idea, to take something forward. And also not think that there's any idea that's not valuable, because all of it has been generated by people.
Yeah.
And by the artist, by community, but by just ideas coming together in a space that had no other heritage apart from a bare set of walls, and people could populate that with arts objects, talks, workshops, political investigations, which we had, and some community talking. And I think the value of that is where the humans have come together to see what happens. And what we do know about this is, irrespective of the building, Beta X as a program will continue. And that's a very strong legacy for Leicester.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we've been talking about today with James, was like, what next? And I think the essence of what Beta X is, the place for ideas, the place for thought leadership, the place for experimentation, to bring multidisciplinary creativity, design, ideas together, whether it be design, fashion, textiles, nature, science, and bringing that together and bringing a space where people can exchange ideas. Here he is. Here's the man himself.
And he's had a haircut. You can't see that on radio.
No. It was, outside looking in, it's a venue that had events, but it was much more than that, and it is much more than that. It was a place for people to come together. And if we look at the pillars of what it was, there's a lot about creativity and art, but what I felt strongly about, and a lot of people still do, it was about the sustainability side of things. And, you know, I think people sometimes disenfranchise art and science and manufacturing and design from each other, but actually, they all belong together. A lot of artists and designers now are coming together, speaking to scientists, are speaking to manufacturers and engineers, and bringing these disciplines together for the greater good.
And we know that's exactly where young people need to be and want to be. They want to be in that space which is between subject disciplines, maybe, that have been created out of the 19th century structures, and rock it around a bit. And I think that's what we're encouraging. And certainly for DMU, that was one of the most interesting aspects of it, to bring our sense of both climate change, its impact on probably traditional sectors like fashion and fashion retail, and look at things a bit differently from another lens. I think the sustainability aspect, we haven't quite managed to fulfill with the business model for this, and I do put that down to what you said earlier, which is coming out of COVID. We just hadn't got small businesses and corporates in an enlivened way ready to join us. And I think part of that was also we weren't ready either. But going forward, there may be a business model we can look at for that.
I think the reason for that is still, which is an opportunity, but also quite annoying in some ways, is that there still isn't the appetite for it.
Yeah.
You know, we're at the moment where we don't want to be, you know, sticking it down people's down people's throats. But we also want to educate people and open the door that we need to be thinking about differently about the way we make things, the way that we do things. the way that we live and behave. And I think BetaRex started that. We only need to look to our right hand side here, and we look at some of the work that Canva's, you know, the work that's being done at De Montfort, especially within fashion and textiles, looking at sustainable materials, looking at sustainable practices. These were some of my favourite events at BetaRex, and there was over a dozen of events like this that were actually pushing boundaries, having important conversations. And for me, this is what I'm taking away from BetaRex, was events like this. I really love the upcycling and the side cycling. I really love the mixture between science, AI, and design and textiles and materials. There were so many great events that gave you a flavour of what BetaRex could be and will be. So I think where BetaRex is going to evolve from here is that we spoke about that it will still be alive. And I think if we boil down what the essence of what the manifesto was for BetaRex, I think that still stands. And I think BetaRex will go on to help program events, to support things like design season, to support things that are going to LCB and De Montfort University. So it still lives on. It's still going to be around.
We'll take a bit of time out in the festive period, have a think about what can be developed and also in which different spaces. The other thing that was rather good was what came together in terms of contemporary gallery and fine artwork. So we had rolling exhibitions, and they went across town, and BetaRex became part of a contemporary art gallery structure, which is more dynamic perhaps than having a singular gallery for the city. I have to be careful there, because of course we've got the Leicester Gallery, which is actually on the campus at De Montfort, but this is about it being within a shop environment. And I think we had more footfall from people coming in that way to a venue which looked intriguing, to look at artwork, than possibly happens when you create the rarefied space of the gallery. So yeah, again, we were helping, hopefully, artists who weren't necessarily struggling, because I hate that struggling artist factor, but and also offered some skills workshops about how to present their work, how to price work. So it's had a multifaceted reach to very different peoples who wouldn't normally come together in a space. And I think that's really dynamic. That's really interesting.
And wouldn't normally come to this end of town. Like, let's not, you know, let's be clear here that we're in a very run down area, although it's been pedestrianised now and there's some investment coming into the area. I think we did what we went out to achieve, is that if we look at the original objectives of the campaign, was to, one, reanimate buildings that are you know, not being used anymore, that need a bit of love, to increase foot flow into the city centre, and to also create really, really great content. And then working on parallel with that, the whole putting a spotlight on Leicester's independent fashion and textile scene at the very beginning was almost slight taboo, really, because we weren't really wanted to do that, because there was so much heat going on at that time. And it was the courage of James that just said, no, we are going to do it, and yourself, said, no, we are going to talk about it, because there's lots of independent designers that are doing some incredible work, and we should talk about it. And it was brave.
Yeah, and the past is another country. You know, people in all manufacturing areas are thinking about changing their business models. They're thinking about more rationally how they can not use cheap labour and become more acceptable, because the customers, people who are out there, are saying, actually, I don't want to buy anything that perpetuates a sense of circular poverty. So let's do something that's more positive than that.
Yeah, and I think we achieved that. And, you know, look at the posters around us now, and some great designers, loads of them that have come out of De Montfort that are flying the flag for sustainable, zero waste, circularity. You can use all the words, but just ethical, good, green design and clothing and textiles that are showing the rest of the industry this is how we should do it.
Yeah.
At a very, very small level, of course. But.
Yeah, and so I think probably we can say we did okay, Johnny.
I think we can say we did okay. Yeah, I'm proud of it. I'm really proud of this project. And when I speak to my clients and my network, I always talk about this. Yeah. I'm really proud of this. And I think it's the beginning, and it should open doors for other types of venues, spaces, and experience.
Yeah.
experiences like this forever. And
we'll just call them all Beta X Leicester.
Of course, we will. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Johnny.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too. Cheers, thank you.